difficult anyway, two games in 3 days, but to play that time as well, a couple of hours before, it's still tough. And the turnaround, I think, to play that is it's hard.
Is it the day after the Boxing Day game that is all important in terms of recovery and getting them ready for the next one?
Yeah, I think that's probably the case of it, because you just don't know how sore people are going to be after the Saturday game. So Sunday's another massive day, and then you've got to go again on Monday. So, but we have to get over that when Sunday comes.
I think it's pretty universal that people say that they concentrate just on the next game. Just because of the circumstances here, do you almost have to look at two games at once?
Not at this minute, no. Just concentrate on Middlesbrough and what will happen then. After Middlesbrough, then you start to think about Monday's game. So, but no, it's not something. Monday's game's not something that's in my thinking at the minute. It's Saturday's. It's most important.
You mentioned Middlesbrough. Obviously, that's the next thing on the agenda. Never going to be easy. Going into a game against a team at the top of the division. What have you made of them this season?
Well, it doesn't surprise me where they are. And they just missed out last year, didn't they? With the Norwich, to play against a good Norwich side. So, I think any team that, when you attract people that the lad down and it's came from West Ham, you know you're going to be in the mix at the end of it. And I saw them a few weeks ago. I was up watching them against Birmingham, and they're a really good side. Don't take anything away from them. We're going to have to be right on our metal, but we have to. If we've got any aspirations to win, we have to take them. And when it's something, we'll try and go on the front foot and go and try and win.
Is it any surprise to see players of that kind of calibre and that kind of reputation playing in the Championship?
Well, I thought it was strange at the time. I think he's a really good player, and I don't think he was quite ready to drop down a division. He's got his own reasons for it, to do it. Whether he's from there, I don't know, or whatever, but it was a strange one.
And on the other side of it, does it show how little gap there is in terms of quality between the bottom of the Premier League and the top of the Championship?
Well, if you're going by that aspect of finances, then Middlesbrough must be competing pretty strongly. So it's hard to say, but listen, we know we're in for a hard game, but it's a great game to play in. I'd rather this game, this Saturday after the defeat against Reading, I'd rather play somebody like Middlesbrough.
Is it just the perfect way to get the players kind of boosted again and get them going again, just have that incentive?
Well, I don't think they'll need lifted for it, because of the size of the team that's coming down and the position that Middlesbrough are in. So lads won't need motivation in it. I think it's difficult to motivate somebody that's not self-motivated. So the players will be motivated themselves to go and try and win a game. And if we can do that, then, yeah, let's see what happens.
I know you made plenty of chances at the weekend and perhaps were a touch frustrated, like a cutting edge or killer instinct or whatever. Practically, what can you do about that, or is it just a case of keep on plugging away, and if you keep creating them, they'll start going in?
I think that's as long as the lads don't get their heads down, that's important for us. I said after the game, and the best bit of advice I ever got was, if you win, never get too high, if you lose, never get too down, and always have 24 hours and let it mull over your brain for a certain spell, and then let it go. Because if you come in Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday and you always think about last Saturday, it's no good, and too much stress, too much negativity. After the game, let it go by Monday.
I think a lot's been said about the fitness and the work you've been doing out here on a training pitch. How impressed have you been mentally with the way these players have handled things and very quickly got into the swing of things?
I know people think the training's, you train at intensity, but they also get rest when they need the rest and days off. So you try and mix that with the balance. I've asked them to do something that's alien to them, and it can be brutally hard. But over time, you'll get results out of it, and I think that's important. And you have to have conviction the way we want to play. And it's tough to play the way I want to play, but you will get the results from it. It's never going to be happening 3, 4, 5 weeks. It happens. It's a long time to train it, and and the players that are here are the ones that come in have to learn and how to do it. And but I can't fault their effort and commitment. Has been absolutely fantastic. Really enjoyable to work with them. And they give it absolutely everything they've got. And I think that's what makes it enjoyable. And I think if you ask most of them, they enjoy it.
just in terms of the game, is there something different, something unique about a Boxing Day game, the atmosphere, it being a public holiday perhaps?
I think all those things. I think the Boxing Day and the big crowd that's going to come to the game, so it's got the makings of a great game. We just have to be on the front foot and we'll play without any fear. We'll go and do what we're doing in the last five games, and if we can do that and try and get our noses in front, then hopefully we'll go and win the game.